He held Gorath against the bulkhead, swinging the mace and hacking away with the sword in a frenzied attack. With his back to the wall, armed with just a broken piece of wood, Gorath could only try to weather the vicious onslaught. Splinters flew as the spiked ball struck the bulkhead timbers. He ducked and swayed, trying to avoid the whirring mace and flashing blade. Fizka found himself imbued with a new confidence. This was no seasoned warrior he was facing, merely a big young beast armed with only a bit of stick. Moreover, the stripe hound's eyes were not blood red, as he had seen them before. Had he lost the power to go into one of his berserk rages? The golden fox slowed his assault, laughing as his victim tried to wriggle out of harm's way. Fizka performed a clever manoeuvre with the mace, grazing the side of Gorath's head.
You want me to give you another fancy mark on your skull? Maybe I'll knock one of your eyes out this time.
Now that I had the upper paw, the old Fizka returned, swaggering, as he taunted the young badger cruelly. What he did not realise was that, as he mocked and toyed away, Gorath had been gradually edging round the galley until he was close to the door, still trying to parry his foe's random sallies with the battered little section of wood. Almost chopping Gorath's paw, Fizka hacked a chunk from the broken haft. He waved the sword of Martin proudly in Gorath's face as the badger tried to parry it away. Fizka was really enjoying himself now.
Do you like me new blade? Ain't it a beauty? I tell you, I could take your head off with one swipe. That'd be nice and quick, wouldn't it? Stand still, Stripehound, and I'll show you.
He swung the sword back as far as he could. That was when Gorath made his move. Throwing himself out of the open doorway in a sidelong roll, he grabbed at his pitchfork, which had pierced the door, through to the length of its prongs. The handle snapped right at the socket where it joined the metal fork. It was at that point the tracking party arrived alongside the blood gullet. Rangvald seized a pair of his daggers, but he was halted from boarding by Selixa.
Leave Gorath. This is his fight. He wouldn't thank you for helping him.
Mordi was aghast.
I say, that's a bit thick, ain't it? The other rascal's armed to the bloomin' teeth.
The badger maid warned the others, holding her paws wide.
My friend is facing his fate. We cannot alter what is about to take place. Have faith in him. Watch.